The New Jersey State Senate today passed the Good Samaritan Emergency Response Act, a bill designed to cut down on the number of people who die of drug overdoses in that state every year. The Assembly version of the bill passed in May, and it now goes to Governor Christie for his signature. Roseanne Scotti is the New Jersey State Director of the Drug Policy Alliance.
What this bill would do would be to encourage people to seek emergency medical assistance in overdose situations because it would provide limited legal protection from drug possession charges and some other penalties for people who call 911 in order to save another person. And there's about eight other states, including New York, who have similar legislation. And we're very excited that this bill is on its way to the governor.
About how many people a year do you think this legislation could save, and what's been the record in other states? Has it come through?
Well, for the last year we have full data is 2009, and there were about 700 people who died from accidental drug overdoses in 2009. So this bill could be helping hundreds of people a year by removing the fear and the barrier that people feel to calling 911. And most of the bills in other states are pretty new. They've only been passed in the last few years, so we don't have a lot of data on them. But anecdotally, they certainly seem to be working out.
A large part of the key to this bill working, or any similar bill working, is getting the word out that if someone's life is in danger, then it's safe to call 911. How do you convey this information to a population that does not necessarily make itself easy to reach?
Well, the way that we've done it in some other states, including New York, is we have posters and handouts that we provide to drug treatment service providers and to HIV testing and counseling sites and other organizations that provide services to the population, including needle exchange programs. And they then help get the word out to tell people if someone overdoses, you call 911, you're not going to get in trouble. Take the action, save a life.
This is going to Governor Christie at this point. Now, Governor Christie is going to be the keynote speaker at the Republican convention. So this, in some respects, casts this on a national stage. Anything that he does right now will have national overtones. Is that going to affect his decision on this?
We hope it doesn't affect his decision on this. I mean, the governor has 45 days to sign the bill. We don't expect that he'll take any action on the bill before the convention. And often all governors, not just Governor Christie, usually will focus on a bill much more closely towards the deadline for the bill to be signed. This bill had very broad bipartisan support in the Senate and the Assembly. There's a huge number of groups, about 40 different public health groups that support the bill. And again, there have been Democrat and Republican governors who've signed similar bills, most recently Governor Scott in Florida, who's a Republican. And so we are hoping that we'll have the same success here in New Jersey.
Has Governor Christie given a position on this bill?
He has not at this point, and that is not unusual for Governor Christie. He usually takes a position that he will consider a bill when it gets to his desk. That was the position he took when we had our bill to allow for over-the-counter sale of syringes in New Jersey, which the governor signed about 6 months ago. And again, he did sign that bill. I think it was a good bill, had good public health support among public health organizations, as does this overdose prevention bill. So we are very hopeful that he will do the right thing and sign the bill into law.
This is one step on the way to treating drug abuse as a medical problem rather than a criminal justice problem. What is the next step? Where do we go from here to further address this as a medical problem?
Well, certainly in terms of overdose prevention, the next step would be expanding access to naloxone or Narcan, which is the drug that EMTs and medical professionals give to people when they overdose, and it reverses the effects of an overdose and has no psychoactive effect or side effects. And a lot of states have begun expanding these programs to allow needle exchange programs or other public health organizations who work with people at risk of opioid overdoses and provide them with this medication. And we do have a bill in the Senate and Assembly here in New Jersey to do that, but we don't think the legislature will take that up till at the earliest later in the fall, but that would certainly be the next step in terms of effectively addressing accidental drug overdoses.
And are there Good Samaritan bills currently pending in any other states?
There are bills in several other states, including California. Our understanding is that bill has passed their version of the Assembly and is expected to pass the Senate soon and go to Governor Brown's desk. So this has become really a trend across the country of states understanding that this is a step that they can take to treat drug overdose as a health problem rather than addressing it from a criminal justice perspective, which only drives people into the shadows and away from help.
Roseanne Scotti is the New Jersey State Director of the Drug Policy Alliance.